This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Tom Ravenscroft.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B-Belly BC, that's who.
Winterloo, Winterloo, oh darling. Winterloo by the road tonight. Tonight there will be no quarreling. Everything is gonna be alright. Oh, I see by the angel beside me that love has a reason to shine. You're the one I adore. Come over here and give me more than when I loot. This dude thinks you're fine. Oh, interlude, interlude, my little apple. Interlude by the corn in the field. Winterlude, let's go down to the chapel. Then come back and cook up a meal. We'll come out when the skating rink glistens by the sun and the old crossroads sign. The snow is so cold, but our love can be bold. Winterlude, this dude thinks you'll find. Winterlude, winterlude, my little daisy. Winterlude by the telephone wire. Winterlude, it's making me lazy. Come on, sit by the logs and the fire. The moonlight reflects from the window where the snowflakes that cover the sand. Come on, tonight everything will be tight. Winterlude, this dude thinks you're grand.
Bob Dylan's Winterlude, a sweet thing there. That's going out to my friends Emily and Nick. I sang it at their wedding, which was good. Oh yeah. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome to the programme, everybody. I'm pre-recording it on a Wednesday evening here in my house in North Manchester. But for most of you, it's Sunday, either in the afternoon or in the evening when the show's repeated. Anyway, happy Sunday, whenever it is for you. What have I got on the show? Or as I might have said when I was 14, let's have a little look at what I got for you. I've got, you know, the theme of this show this week is drinking responsibly. The theme is actually drinking, but it's good to remind you that you should only drink responsibly. So many good songs involving the demon booze that I thought I'd collect some together and play you some of my favourites. And I'm very happy to say that my chosen artist, my featured artist this week, is Laura Groves. She, otherwise known as Blue Roses, that was her old nom de plume, or nom de piano. Does that work? Let's move on. But now under the name Laura Groves, and I've got two tunes from her between now and 4 o'clock. Moving swiftly on, though, to our theme of drinking responsibly. Bruce Coburn, this tune's called Night Train. It's not the famous jazz standard. Brilliant lyrics in Bruce Coburn's stuff. And this one conjures fleeing the scene of a crime quite a lot. It mentions drinking in these following lyrics. Ice cubes in a dark... hang on, let me get this right. Ice cubes in a dark drink shine like starlight. Starlight shines like glass shards in dark hair. What's he done? Anyway, the first of our drinking songs is Bruce Coburn with Night Train. Happy Sunday.
Thank you. About a night's throw from here, you can hear the night train passing. That's the sound somebody makes when they're getting away. Leaving next week's hanging jury far behind them. The prisoner only of the choices they've made. Night train. St. Helena, Patmos in the shadow deep. Night train. Night somebody else can stand to the sea that binds us like the forest tide of a blood oath. We wear it down, dissolve it, recombine it. Effort though it goes against the grain, and the ultimate forgetfulness of violence sweeps the landscape like the headlight of a train. Night train. Shines like starlight. Starlight shines like glass shards in dark hair. And the mind's eye tumbles out along the steel track, fixing every shadow.
Coburn and Night Train. The members of Elbow on a shoestring trip to France many years ago once had to share the carriage of a night train with a flatulent French farmer. I wouldn't recommend it. I got an email here, a Song for Guy recommendation, no less, from Richie Allison. He said, I've heard you play some stuff from Earl and Oi before, but never anything from TWBA. TWBA is standing for The Whitest Boy Alive, which is Erland's band. He goes on to say, I love the show and try and listen every week, but don't always get the chance. So if you have played it and I've missed it, then more fool me. To this day, a gig I went to of theirs at Coco remains one of my favourite ever. The chemistry between the band was palpable. They were just loving each other's company and sounds. It was sheer joy to watch, and there was not a motionless body part on the dance floor. So many great tracks from this band, and if you picked another, I dare say I'd enjoy it as much, but the track I'd like to recommend, Guy, is Whitest Boy Alive's Burning. Love and best wishes from Rich. Richard Erland is an old friend of mine. The Kings of Convenience chose to make Manchester their home for a few years, and I really got along with Erland. He's a very lovely, positive man. In fact, you know, when you think of somebody and an image pops into your head, well, when I was recording at Parr Street Studios many years ago with Elbow, on the residential floor, it was like little hotel rooms, I suppose, more like a B&B, in fact. And then you'd come out onto the hall and the lovely people at Parr Street had put a toaster and some bread and some cereal and some tea and coffee and orange juice just on a table in the hall. Now, you could only access this floor if you were a resident of the studio. And I came out of my room one morning and Erland was there enjoying some breakfast, right? I was like, hello, Erland, I didn't know you were recording here. And he said, I'm not recording here. I just remembered the combination from when we did record here and I was starving. So there you go, King of Convenience indeed, Erland Oi. This tune is The Wonderful Burning from The Whitest Boy Alive. Thank you for your Song for Guy recommendation, Richard Allison. The energy in this is absolutely amazing. One listen is great, two listens is really exciting, and your third listen, you will be in love with it for life. Once again, The Whitest Boy Alive, a Song for Guy recommendation from Richard Allison, and this is Burning. Thank you. No wonder they're celebrating at the end there. The Whitest Boy Alive and Burning. And if you're listening, Erland, lots of love, mate. I've not seen you for years. That was a recommendation from Richie Allison. Do you see how it works? Poetry, isn't it? Richie gets in touch, recommends a tune that we all love, and what a service he's done us all. Why don't you do a bit of that yourself? Recommendations rather than requests. Try and make it something that you don't think I've heard, either because I've not played it, or because it was released a long time ago, or in a different country. Whatever you think. And, you know, open up the genres as well. It can be any kind of tune. It's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Let's do a couple of emails, shall we? Hang on a minute. We played Rainer. He was my featured artist last week. Rob Ross says he saw Rainer playing a converted chapel on the Nabisco family estate, and he let him take some black and white photographs of him, practically on top of him. Tiny venue, if you'd like, I'll send you some pics, says Rob in Glasgow. Send them along, Rob. I'd love to see them. Thank you. Let me see. That's about our featured artist, Laura. I will go back to that in a minute. Phil Verboogie really did like the John Smith tune I played last week. It's great, isn't it? I was stuck on that for a week. He says, hi, Guy, nice song. And yes, indeed, it was Amy Mann on the backing vocals. There you go. Can I spot 'em or can I spot 'em? This next tune, the Whitest Boy Alive song that you heard, Burning, that I just played, put me in mind of this song by The Chills. Very raw garage, this, from some time ago. Liz Hancock made it a song for Guy recommendation sometime last year. It's The Chills and it's Pink Frost. Dark subject matter, but can I draw your attention to, compared to how it opens, what the guitar ends up doing? I think some real skill here. The Chills, everyone. That's great, isn't it? The Chills and Pink Frost. That was a song for Guy some time ago from Liz Hancock. I absolutely love it. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk.
Six
Music.
Hello, I'm Tom Robinson. Welcome to Six Music's weekly introducing mixtape.
What happened to actually having some talent?
Public Service Broadcasting, The Leisure Society and La Rue all featured on my Six Music introducing shows before they got famous. The Introducing Mixtape is about finding and playing quality music that doesn't have big-time backing. Independent singers, bands and producers who bypass the record industry and send their music direct to BBC Introducing. I listen to hundreds of tracks every week so that you don't have to. I handpick my very favourites for the mixtape.
The Introducing Mixtape with Tom Robinson.
60 minutes of top tunes every week by some of the finest artists you've never heard of.
Six Music.
Download it now at the Six Music website.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
I think we should have another brand new one right now. So, Bill Walsh says, hi Guy, I know you've been very positive about North Atlantic Oscillation's musical output in the past. That's because they're great, Bill. As a part-time session musician and collaborator with the band, I'm delighted you've taken the time to big us up. So enough respect, Governor. That's because you're great, Bill. Sam Healy, who essentially is North Atlantic Oscillation, has just released a new solo album under the name Sand on the K-Scope label. In his usual understated manner, there has been virtually no fanfare. Personally, I think it's his best work to date, and in particular the track A Pill to Keep the Plane from Crashing is, well, kind of mind-blowing. In fact, the entire album is pretty special. Many thanks, and as ever, I look forward to listening to your finest every Sunday. Best wishes, Bill from North Atlantic Oscillation. Bill, you're absolutely right. This tune is wonderful. And when I pass it on to my bass player, Pete Turner, he'll thank you too. This is wonderful. A song for Guy recommendation from Bill Walsh. This is Sand and A Pill to Keep the Plane from Crashing. This is one of those tunes that leaves you in a very different place than it picked you up.
Said everything will be alright. So hold the door.
This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
BBC News at 2:30, I'm Adam Porter. The mother of three-year-old Mikhail Kular, whose disappearance from his home in Edinburgh sparked a major search, is due in court tomorrow to face charges in connection with her son's death. Our correspondent in Kirkcaldy, Chris Eakin, says only then will the exact charges against Roisdeep Kular be known.
There is still a forensic examination taking place in the woods that are just behind the garden of the bungalow here in Kirkcaldy. Mikhail Kular's mother, Roisdeep, will appear in court tomorrow. The moment the phrase "charged in connection with his death" is being used, the detail of that should come out in court tomorrow.
Advisers to Lord Renard say he could sue the Lib Dems if the party refuses to allow him to return to their group in the Lords. The party's leader, Nick Clegg, says he should apologise to the women who've accused him of sexual harassment. The barrister who led an internal investigation, Alastair Webster, says that Lord Renard, who denies the claims, should say sorry as a matter of common manners.
The fact that there was broadly credible evidence that some of them had been upset by what had happened meant that in terms of conciliation, which is in everybody's best interest in my view, that a very good starting point would be an apology.
The consumer organisation Which has welcomed a suggestion by Labour that it could work with the party to develop competition policy. The business leaders group, the CBI, says the job should be left to existing regulators. Sir Christopher Chataway, the distance runner who helped Sir Roger Bannister break the four-minute mile, has died. He was 82. As well as being a world record holder and Commonwealth champion, Sir Christopher had a career off the track in politics, broadcasting and business. The England cricket captain Alastair Cook has said he could resign after the loss of the one-day series against Australia. He said he hadn't been able to turn things around after defeat in the Ashes series. That's 6 Music News. The next update's at 3:30.
This is 6 Music.
6 Music.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Ramsey Lewis Trio, that was recorded in 1965 in the Bohemian Caverns. Sounds like a bash, doesn't it? And their version of the In Crowd. You are in with the In Crowd, you're listening to Six Music. That makes you the hippest cat there is. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. This is my finest hour. And this next tune is by my friends Here We Go Magic. I know I play them a lot, and I hear people say, Guy, you play them too much, but I can do what I want. I'm the Chief of Police. Here We Go Magic and Casual. This is great. great, isn't it? Hypnotic stuff from Here We Go Magic. From the album Pigeons, that was Casual. Thanks for everyone who got in touch on Twitter last week, like Ian Moo saying he liked the Dorothy Colin track. So was Trevor Spencer. Chirpy Chick was making a comfy apple crumble. JFK Angerhell, Just the Tonic, To Fall About, Rakakoo, Leighton Boy, Ian Houston, all these lovely people. Matt Stock, Wig Whirland, Ellie B25, all saying lovely things about Madeline Peru and everything else we did. Diamond Dog, Popiola, there's loads of you. Thank you for your support, is what I wanted to say. Somebody else that's worthy of your support is the wonderful Beckopedia, the mystery musical history girl. Here she is again. Now then.
Now then. There was a point in 1970 when Elton John was teetering on the brink of superstardom. His first hit, Your Song, was still ringing in everyone's ears when he released an album that was meant to assure his place in the musical firmament. But for one inescapable fact, there were no potential singles on Tumbleweed Connection. Instead, it was described by reviewers as a concept album, littered as it was with country and western twang, cowboy references, and a sound as sepia as the artwork on its cover. That's not to say the record was a failure. In fact, I think it's the best of his early releases, but it is rather overlooked in favour of his hit-strewn later works. I defy you to listen to the opener, Ballad of a Well-Known Gun, and not want to hear the rest of the set. From the loose, jam-style intro of electric guitar and piano, it seems to grow organically into a bluesy rock riot of sharp percussion and gospel harmonies provided in part by Dusty Springfield. And at the heart of it all is Elton's mad keyboard skills and lusty vocals. For a young musician who was yet to make his indelible mark on 70s rock, it's remarkably mature, self-assured, and full of the promise of bigger things to come. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Elton John, as chosen by the Beckopedia. She'll be back next week with more fascinating musical facts.
When I was growing up and trying to listen to records and trying to hear new stuff, it was more or less impossible. And even if it did appear on the radio and you did know what it was, then you'd no chance of buying it at any of the record shops in Bolton because they'd never heard of anything.
No, I ain't got that.
It was so hard getting new music that I used to tape on an open reel tape recorder with the microphone in front of the telly, top of the pops. I could hear my grandma and my auntie Minnie talking in the background. That was the only way I had of getting these songs and keeping them. How amazing then to have playlists now. So if you're listening to Six Music online or through the iPlayer radio app and hear a track you like, BBC Playlister lets you add it to your own BBC playlist. There it's saved for you to come back to at any time. To find out more, go to bbc.co.uk/playlister.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter?
And the anti-matter.
Sue McMahon got in touch. She said, hello, Guy. Enjoying your show on iPlayer as I write this. Lovely so far, thank you. Do you love Steely Dan, even though there are lots of seedy 70s scenes and intriguing mind pictures? I have to say, actually, that some of his lyrics are so pervy they scare me half to death, Sue. But I can't help but like them. If you ask Michelle Chowdhury, who produces this programme, among many others on Six Music, she can't stand him. I'm not going to play any Steely Dan, though, because Sue goes on to recommend Grandma's Hands by Bill Withers. You just hope it's a biographical, because it tells a lovely picture of a childhood and you can just hear his grandma's voice. Thanks, guys. Sue McMahon in Bath. Sue, this is a lovely tune. And if any of you are around in the 90s, you'll remember a pop record that samples the beginning of it. Bill Withers with Grandma's Hands.
Grandma's Hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hand played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hand used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast, might fall on a piece of glass, might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand. Grandma's hand soothed the local unwed mother. Grandma's hand used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hand used to lift her face and tell her, she'd say, baby, grandma, understand that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands. Grandma's hand. Grandma's hand used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hand picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hand, boy, they really came in a handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy. What you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for Grandma's hand.
Isn't that lovely? Bill Withers and Grandma's Hands, a song for Guy recommendation from Sue McMahon. This next one was an SFG some time ago. It's beautiful. Feist singing a Ron Sexsmith song. And in keeping with our theme of drinking, please drink responsibly, here is Brandy Alexander.
Though I'd like to be the girl for him and cross the sea and land for him, milky skin, my tongue is sound until the ever-distant band begins to play. He's my Brandy Alexander, always gets me into trouble, but that's another matter. Brandy Alexander, he's my Brandy Alexander, always gets me into trouble, But that's another matter. Brandy Alexander. So I know what I love most of him. I'm walking on needles and pins. My addiction to the worst of him. The low moon helps me sing.
Feist and her version of Ron Sexsmith's Brandy Alexander. Love her voice. Let's have a bit of Leonard.
I loved you in the morning, our kisses deep and warm, your hair upon the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Yes, many love before. I know that we are not new. In city and in forest they smiled like me and you. But now it's come to distances and both of us must try. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. Looking for another as I wander in my time. Walk me to the corner, our steps will always rhyme. You know my love goes with you as your love stays with me. It's just the way it changes like the shoreline and the sea. But let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. Kisses deep and warm, your head on the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Yes, many love before us, I know that we are not new in city. And in forest they smiled like me and you. But let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye.
Take a listen. These are the sounds of our lives. Through the monotony to sheltering under Victorian silhouettes, we're right here with you.
We will shortly be arriving at Manchester Piccadilly.
We've shared journeys and moments to cherish. A companion with a thousand voices and a thousand stories. To the extraordinary and back again. We've smiled together, cried your broken hearts. We're the same, you know. It's about time we met. Listen to BBC Radio 6 Music, Tuesday from 7 a.m.
I've found my thrill.
Until you've seen Emma Jane Unsworth and Alison Taylor do the slow twist, really drunk to that tune, you haven't witnessed dancing. Fats Domino and Blueberry Hill. I'm Guy Garvey from Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. The theme of which, talking about drunken dancing this week, is drinking, songs that mention alcohol. Please drink responsibly. I'm kind of obliged to say that every time we mention booze. This next one by Sean Colvin. It's a fantastic lyric. The song's called The Facts About Jimmy. And towards the end of the song, she sings, I used to get drunk to get my spark, and it used to work just fine. It made me wretched, but it gave me heart. I miss Jimmy like I miss my wine. Now, that sounds pretty convincing to me. I think she's telling the truth. It's a fantastic song. I'll be honest with you, Jimmy sounds like a bit of a bugger. But here are The Facts About Jimmy from Sean Colvin.
Jimmy is married and he lives down south.
wife lives somewhere colder. Sees another woman in a Badlands town, and she cries upon his shoulder. Jimmy thinks that he's a helpless man. He thinks about love in a vacuum, and he won't remember that talk you had when you were walking into the bedroom. And he'll say, I don't know why we met, but the simple truth is always the best. C'est la vie, what's done is done, and there's somebody. Far enough into his eyes, a little rock you just like thunder. And Jimmy broke a box and Jimmy broke a bolt. Just to get himself out from under, when you feel like you're lying in a prison cell.
Paint can being played at the end of that song, if you ask me. Sean Colvin from the album A Few Small Repairs. That was the facts about Jimmy. Another tune now on our theme this week of drinking. Please drink responsibly. This one from Joni Mitchell. She mentions booze quite a lot. This one from her album Blue. When I play this, I usually play the orchestral version from Both Sides Now, but I've played that for you fairly recently, so I thought I'd play the original this time. It is a case of you, or as my mate Peter Jobson calls it, a crate of you. Here's Joni Mitchell.
I am as constant as a northern star, and I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar, on the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light. I drew a map of Canada. I would still be on my feet. I am a lonely painter. I live in a box of paint. I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember that time you told me, you said, love is touching souls. Surely you touch my anchor, part of you pours out of me.
Joni Mitchell's A Case of You. What a beautiful song. Another one now, along the theme of drinking. This one from Tom Waits. It's Take It With Me from Mule Variations. He mentions drinking champagne with his wife, presumably Kathleen, that he's been with for many years, Kathleen Brennan. A lovely song, very, very pretty. Actually, I heard a fascinating programme which was talking about how different people think about songwriting. And apparently Tom Waits was on an interstate freeway when he started getting the opening lines to this tune. In fact, no, I'm thinking the wrong tune. I'm thinking of Picture in a Frame and paraphrasing a really good anecdote, so I'm going to save it till next week and let's just listen to the tune, shall we? From Mule Variations, here's Tom Waits with Take It With Me.
Phones off the hook, no one knows where we are. It's a long time since I drank champagne. The ocean's blue as your eyes. I'm gonna take it with me when I go. Oh, long since gone. Now way back when we lived in Coney Island. There ain't no good thing ever dies. I'm gonna take it with me when I go. Far, far away, train whistle blows. Wherever you're going, wherever you've been, waving goodbye at the end of the day. You're up and you're over and you're far away. Always forever yours. It felt just like the old days. We fell asleep on Beulah's porch. I'm gonna take it with me when I go. All broken down by the side, I was never more alive or alone. I've worn the faces off all the cards. I'm gonna take it with me when I go. The children are playing the end of the day. Strangers are singing on along. There's got to be more than flesh and bone. All that you've loved is all you own. In a land there's a town, town there's a house, and in that house there's a woman, and in that woman there's a heart I love. I'm gonna take it with me when I go. I'm gonna take it with me when I go.
Tom Waits and the very lovely Take It With Me from the album Mule Variations, which I think is one of his best records. I have to say, though, if you want somewhere to start with Tom Waits, I would start with Rain Dogs. That's where I would begin. I'm not as fond of his very early balladeering. It's good, don't get me wrong, but I don't think he has the voice for it. I like it when he gets more theatrical. So start with Rain Dogs if you want to get into Tom Waits.
Original British drama on BBC One.
My father raised me on tales of the great heroism of the Musketeers.
In 1630, protecting the French crown was the job of a legendary fighting force.
I'm looking for Athos.
You found him?
My name is D'Artagnan. Prepare to fight. One of us dies here.
Now that's the way to make an entrance.
Meet Porthos.
Fighting, kicking, it's all good.
D'Artagnan.
You'll have to kill me for it.
Aramis.
He knows the musketeer motto. Every man for himself.
And Athos.
What could possibly go wrong?
The Musketeers.
These musketeers will ruin France.
Tonight at 9 on BBC One and BBC One HD.
Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Jessica Hoop used to be the nanny to his children. Did you know that? And, she received a glowing endorsement of her music from him as well. What a chap. I've only laid eyes on him in the flesh once when I was watching The White Stripes many years ago at the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco. And Tom Waits went to see The White Stripes. Can you imagine how that felt? If you were in The White Stripes, Tom Waits came to see you. Wonderful. Anyway, talking of wonderful, here's another very beautiful bit of Sunday afternoon music for you. This is my featured artist, Laura Groves. The song's called Thinking About Thinking, and it's from the Thinking About Thinking EP. I'm so glad Laura's put some more music out there. Her first record has Blue Roses, and the album has the same title, is well worth having. It's a beautiful record, but this is under the name Laura Groves, everybody. Have a listen to her concern and care for melody. Very, very beautiful stuff. Here from the Thinking About Thinking EP is the title track from the wonderful Laura Groves.
Thank you.
before in love with Laura Groves. I lost it then towards the end. That was Laura Groves and Thinking About Thinking from the Thinking About Thinking EP. David Rees has been in touch and said, back off, guy. I was in love with her first. So glad she's put some more stuff out and thanks for playing it. I like it a lot. Slightly sad she's not using the Blue Roses moniker, though. I thought that was very cool. Thank you for that, David. Another tune from Laura from the Thinking About Thinking EP before 4 o'clock. But yeah, isn't that a special thing? This next tune was my favourite tune the year it came out, which I think was 2012. Let me double check. No, it was 2011. This is DJ Shadow and Little Dragon from the album The Less You Know The Better, and it's called Scale It Back. And I'm going to be completely honest with you now. I don't rate the rest of the album, so don't buy the whole album in this case. I would normally say always buy the album, but this is a standout tune. DJ Shadow and the awesome Little Dragon and Scale It Back. It's grand.
Radio. Six Music.
Beeps News at 3:30. I'm Harvey Cook. Police are continuing to search a property at Kirkcaldy and Fife, close to where the body of 3-year-old Mikael Kulo was found. His mother, who'd reported him missing from their home in Edinburgh on Thursday, has been charged in connection with his death. She'll appear in court tomorrow. An ally of Lord Renard has said he'll consider legal action if he isn't allowed to carry on representing the Lib Dems in the House of Lords. An internal inquiry into allegations of sexual harassment found the claims couldn't be proved, but the party's leadership still wants him to apologise, as the Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Danny Alexander, explains.
Party HQ has had a lot of complaints from party members about the fact that no apology has been made. Of course, it'll be the appropriate committee will need to look at that and decide what action needs to be taken, because you know, these are very serious matters. We as a party have learned a lot. We've taken a long, hard look at ourselves to change the way we work. But the apology does need to be made, I think.
The UKIP leader Nigel Farage has ordered a clear-out of some of his party's candidates for the European and local elections in May. In the newspaper interview, he said about 5 of UKIP's 13 MEPs had either jumped or been pushed. The Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, has said he has no intention of giving up power and the issue is not up for discussion. Yesterday, the main opposition group said it would attend talks in Switzerland later this week. Our correspondent, Jim Muir, says the two sides are a long way apart.
It underlines the real gulf between the two sides. The two narratives completely different. The rebels and the opposition looking for a transitional political arrangement that will ease Mr. Assad out of the picture and lead to a genuine transition.
The distance runner who helps Sir Roger Bannister to break the 4-minute mile, Sir Christopher Chataway, has died. He was 82. After retiring from the track, he went on to have a successful career in journalism and politics. Cricket: England's dismal tour of Australia has continued with a heavy defeat in the third one-day international in Sydney. England lost by 7 wickets with 10 overs to spare. It means the hosts have an unassailable 3-0 lead. And that's the BBC News. I'll be back with more at 4:30.
This is Six Music.
This is BBC Radio Six Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Lovely. John Martin and Go Down Easy. I love that song, and I love this song. This is for my friend Nadine. This is Nina Simone, and I Love You Bogey.
If you can keep me, I'm wanna stay with you forever, and I'll be glad. Yes, I love you, Pokey. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me with his hot hands. If you can keep me, I want to stay here with you forever. I've got my man. Let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever. I've got my man. Someday I know he's coming to call me. He's going to handle me and hold me so. It's going to be like dying, Poggy, when he calls me. But when he comes, I know him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever. I've got my.
Simone and I Loves You Porgy from Porgy and Bess. Isn't that just amazing? Here now is my featured artist and the second track from her Thinking About Thinking EP. This is Laura Groves and Inky Sea. I love this.
Time.
What's not to love? Laura Groves and Inky Sea. Isn't that beautiful? Love the synthesizers and just the sweetest voice. Amazing. She's a great lyricist as well. Check out the whole of the Thinking About Thinking EP. I'll play Pale Shadows next week, in fact, because I want you to hear it all. But that's just lovely, I think.
The greatest thing about live music is that it brings people together.
You are live on Six Music right now.
Just that magic spark of energy that someone else is giving you.
Latitude Festival, please welcome Block Party!
When something comes across the radio, there's a vital connection there.
Absolutely live from the Six Music studios this morning. That stuff is just infectious.
It's one of the ways in which artists can prove their worth.
Yes, James Blake, live in session.
You happy with that?
Yeah. Listening to a live band that you know is happening now, that's a different kind of intimacy that you can't really get any other way.
I love my job. Really, really amazing.
White Denim live in session.
It's a time, it's a moment.
Wait a minute, Glastonbury.
It's an incredible feeling.
Compelling things I've heard at Glastonbury ever.
Live from Maidvale Studios, Paul McCartney!
These are the greatest, greatest moments of life.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Milagres have a new record. It's either out or coming out. If you're not familiar with the band, this is the first song of theirs I heard some time ago. It's called Glowing Mouth, and it's from the album of the same name. Is it? Was it called? Was that the name of the album? Maybe not, actually. I'll check that out while you listen to it. But I love this song. From the heart, really, really authentic sort of lament singing and very welcome chord changes when they occur. Here's Milagres with Glowing Mouth.
Oh,
That was Milagres with Glowing Mouth. And yeah, the album was called Glowing Mouth. I've not heard the new one yet. If my crack production team want to send it me. Milagres, I believe, means miracles in Portuguese. Now, did you see the way that I prefixed my statement with, I believe, that's if you hear a radio presenter do that, what they're actually saying is, I'm passing this off as my own knowledge, rather than something I'm reading off a page in front of me. I wouldn't have known that in a million years, of course. But that tune has put me in the mood for some sad disco. OMD, anyone? OMD and Souvenir, lovely bit of sad disco, which reminded me of something that happened at Christmas. My mate Jimmy King is a very funny man. We're playing Trivial Pursuits, and a question came up about the seatbelts, the seatbelt law in Great Britain, and it was something along the lines of, "What in 1983 did it become compulsory to wear?" The answer was seatbelts. But Jimmy said, "I thought it was stonewashed denim." Are you wearing your stonewashed denim? I bet you had your sleeves rolled up and your collars turned up listening to that OMD tune. So I'm going to leave you with Mark Lanigan's Ode to Sad Disco. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and the Beckopedia and everyone who wrote in with Song for Guy recommendations. Have a lovely Sunday and I'll see you next week. Oh, and good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington.
Parade, a diamond-headed serpent.